This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Jane Hayes-Jonk is with us this morning with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. She's a youth field specialist, and we're going to talk about something that's right up her alley here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. We get to talk with a lot of folks in Extension. It's been a while since I've sat down with you.
I know. It's been a while since I've been out here, but I appreciate the opportunity, so thank you.
You have a program coming up. I say you. Extension has a program coming up in conjunction with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA called On Their Own and OK. And this is coming up in just about a week on December 28th. And this is a program for the youngsters.
This is a program for the youngsters, but we are, it's a program for young people to learn about staying home alone. So we are targeting fourth graders who are maturing and beginning to get a little better at making decisions. So we are targeting fourth through eighth graders to come and spend the day with us at the Y and learn about how they can be home alone.
Now, this may sound like an obvious question, but why is this so important?
Well, this really is important in this day and age when we want our young people to feel comfortable and safe being at home, but there are lots of things that they have to deal with. And so what this class does is it part of it just starts that conversation for parents to have with their young person about what are some things that they might have to deal with. What would they do about making decisions? And so we go through some decision-making opportunities. How would they handle emergencies? How do they use their time? So one of the things that we will be doing is we're going to be playing games with them. We're going to have them make a to-do bag. And in their to-do bag, they will put items and activities and different things that they can do to fill their time while they are home alone. They may not be home alone. They may be home alone for an hour. They may be home alone for an hour and a half. But this starts that process where parents and young people can start to feel good about having that opportunity.
Yeah, it might be a short amount of time, like you say, just an hour or two. But it's an important hour or two of the day, and it's also teaching responsibility skills that they need to know anyway.
Yes, and so we focus on just getting started and having the young person have that conversation with their parent. We may have them talk about what would they do in the morning? What would their after-school routine look like? And then what are some rules that the family has? And we know that those rules are going to be different in each family. But we provide that conversation starter for the young people to have with their parents. Both the young people who are there will get what we call a workbook. We don't spend a lot of time that day working out of the workbook. We'll be doing lots of hands-on activities, but the workbook will go home along with a parent guide. We will also talk about following those family rules, what it means to be safe, who are contact people, what do we do about computer use? What do we do about having friends over? And again, that's going to be different for every family, but this is the starting point for them.
And a lot of this kind of sounds like common sense and responsibility, but, you know, even if you're in the school play, you rehearse and you rehearse and you rehearse to get it right. Is this kind of what you're doing, is walking through these things so they come naturally?
Yes. So we do hands-on, we have conversations, we do role plays, we do what-if activities. We will do some hands-on food preparation and safety, just talking about what happens in your kitchen, what do you have access to, what appliances can you use, how can you prepare a delicious, nutritious snack in a safe way. We will also talk about, we have hospital personnel come, and they talk about first aid and safety, and the young people really like that. It's kind of a conversation back and forth where the young people ask the hospital personnel lots of questions about, well, what do I do if this happens? And again, it opens up that opportunity for, you know, every home is different, every situation is different. These are great questions that you're asking. Go home and have the same conversation with your parents.
Absolutely. It's the start of the educational process.
That's exactly right. Yes.
You know, and the times have changed, obviously. My example, when I was growing up, my mom didn't go to work until after all of us were in school. once we all started school, you know, got into kindergarten.
Right.
And then mom got a job, actually with the school district where I'm from, where she was able to be home before we got home at the end of the day.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the way it worked out. It was always a little bit more difficult to wiggle schedules. Well, the financial necessities nowadays, mm-hmm. the financial responsibilities families have, don't allow for that much flexibility sometimes. So the kids have to kind of take on a little bit more responsibility.
Yes, and we understand that, and we want to help both the young people and the parents feel good about taking on those responsibilities and being able to know what it means to be home alone, knowing the rules that we need to follow for our home, knowing who we can contact if there is a situation that comes up and a parent can't be reached. Also, using your time wisely, and then always making choices and getting along with your brothers and sisters. So there may be some of that give and take with the brothers and sisters, and how do you handle these situations? How do you make decisions? Who decides who is in charge and is going to make the final decision about how some of those situations are handled?
Biggest one and strongest one, right?
Well, that's probably not quite what we share, but we work on choices that they can make.
That's right. All right. Yes. Very good. Yeah. That getting along with your siblings, that's always the toughest part to
yes.
get through.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
This is an opportunity, and this is going to be a good day's worth of work for these youngsters. This is coming up on December 28th, and you're going to have them for a while.
Yes. So it's December 28th. We're going to be accessing the facilities at the YMCA here in Atlantic, and we are going to start at 9 o'clock, and we are going to go till 4 o'clock. We will be doing some hands-on activities. We will be learning about hand washing. We will be preparing our noon meal. We'll be making snacks. We encourage parents to come at 3:30 to pick up their child, and we're going to have a short program where the each young person will have a chance to share one thing that they did or one thing that they learned during the day, and they will also be making some yogurt parfaits to share with their family members.
Oh, excellent. So they can show off some of those skills right away.
That's exactly right, yes.
Excellent. So this is a program for kids, which almost kind of benefits the parents.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, when the parents come to pick up their child, there will be a parent guide that we send home with them also. So, the day will be full from 9 to 4. It's for 4th through 8th graders. We are not charging any fee for this. We think it's important that we get young people to come, and so we are offering it as a free opportunity. Lunch will be provided. We are limiting it to 25, so we already have some registrations, so we can take more, but the sooner the better.
You do need to pre-register.
Do need to pre-register, yes.
Okay, and that's just as simple as getting a hold of the extension office?
Yes, they can call the extension office, and there are also forms at the YMCA that they can pick up at the front desk. You do not need to be a member of 4-H. You do not need to be a member of the YMCA. It is open to all young people throughout Cass County who are in 4th through 8th grade.
Very good. You kind of touched on this earlier, but I think it's important enough to drive the point home here. You're going to spend a good day with these youngsters, several hours going through a lot of these things mm-hmm. with a lot of other professionals. But some of the most important time they're going to spend is after they leave and go home. You really want them to have a dialogue with the parents.
Yes, we do want them to have a dialogue with the parents. And so there is a what we call a workbook that we send home. And we touch on a lot of those activities throughout the day, but we don't want to spend all of our time working in the workbook. So we have discussions. We have the young people write some questions down that they want to ask their parents so that that workbook goes home with them and they can use it as a reference.
And a nice reference for the parents, too, because you may forget some of the things that you might need to have behind in case of an emergency.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of good information in there, and I think the feedback that we have gotten from both parents and young people in the past is this has been a really good starting point for having that discussion and recognizing the things that, we hadn't thought about sharing some of this information with our young person, so we're glad that this was a good reminder for us.
Sure. Well, great. And on December 28th, you know that your child will not just be spending another vacation day, kind of wasting battery power in those new things they got. Now they're having a chance to sit down and do something productive with that time.
Yes, and they will be having fun with us. And like I said, we make it hands-on. We get them up. We get them moving. We're going to have them design a couple games that they're going to share with the other young people who are there, and we will have some role plays and scenarios that we want them to talk about and work out and share back with the rest of us.
Very good. Sounds like should be a fun day then too for the youngsters. They'll learn a lot and it should be fun.
Yes, we do want it to be fun, but they do need to pre-register. If they can contact the Y or contact us at the Cass County Extension Office, we will get them on the list and look forward to seeing them on December 28th.
That's December 28th from 9 a.m. to about 4 p.m. at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Again, you do need to pre-register. It doesn't look like there's a deadline for pre-registration until you get to that 25 cutoff, right?
Right. That is correct.
That's the max. So get after that as quickly as you can if you've got a 4th through 8th grader that you think would benefit from this free program. Mm-hmm. Jane, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Great. It's always good to come out here and share what we're doing in the 4-H and Extension program.